How is Dorji Shugden helping us so we can all remember these ways? He is giving us guidelines for our spiritual practice, our spiritual life. He's giving us guidelines for our daily life. You know, if we rely upon Dorji Shugden, everything will appear to us as Dharma. Everything that appears will appear as aspects of Lamrim, of Sutra and Tantra. So he's giving us these guidelines for our daily life. Those guidelines are all the teachings of Kadam Lamrim, Kadam Lojong, and Mahamudra Tantra, held within the Lamrim of Sutra and Tantra of the New Kadampa tradition. Only we, within the New Kadampa tradition, have the opportunity to practice these precious dharmas, Kadam Lamrim, Kadam Lojong, and Mahamudra Tantra. They're all part of Kadam Lamrim, of Sutra and Tantra. So he's giving us guidelines. So when we invite him, because our way of relying on Dorji Shugden is so beautiful, Geshe-la says we rely on him simply in the way we rely upon our spiritual guide. Of course, because he is our spiritual guide, Guru Father, Jason Kapa. So when we invite him, we feel so close and we request him, please take away my obstacles, give me favorable conditions, especially our obstacles of body, speech, and mind. So Dorji Shugden is helping by giving guidelines for our spiritual practice, principally leading us into correct spiritual paths. So correct spiritual paths are those that lead to pure and lasting happiness, such as renunciation, bodhicitta, correct view realizing emptiness, and generation stage and completion stage practices. He teaches us how to develop pure views, intentions, and pure actions or determinations, so our spiritual practice will be successful. Dorji Shugden pacifies our obstacles. So again, this is from the list in the empowerment. Our main obstacles, please listen carefully, our main obstacles are internal. Internal. Everything's created by mind. There is no creator other than mind. If we address our internal obstacles, that will appear as favorable appearances through removing our internal obstacles. Because sometimes I think our prayers to Dorji Shugden can be to remove outer obstacles, like the difficult neighbor we have to live beside. Maybe they'd like to move to a different area, or anyway, you know what you're asking Dorji Shugden for. Maybe you're asking him only to remove mistaken views, mistaken intentions, and mistaken determinations, in which case this teaching is for me. Because, you know, we're so focused externally. Therefore, when we say, oh, Dorji Shugden, take away my obstacles, we think externally and give me favorable conditions externally. But Buddha's teaching us, Geshe-la's teaching us, come in to the source of everything that's appearing, our own mind. We must control our mind. If we don't control our mind, there is no liberation from sorrow. There is no pure and everlasting happiness. So we're praying to Dorji Shugden, please pacify my obstacles, my mistaken views, for example, believing the self I normally see actually exists, my mistaken intentions, selfish intention, because we believe the self we normally see exists, we naturally believe it's most important. Mistaken determinations, controlled by, empowered by, self-grasping and self-cherishing, we're praying, please. You know, if it's these requests we're making, our guru will be delighted. The blessings will be so powerful and our mind will change easily, almost effortlessly, because we're working with our guru as our constant companion. Dorji Shugden tries to gather every good condition to maintain Buddha Dharma in general and Kadam Dharma in particular. And as I mentioned this morning, and we'll learn more about later, only NKT has this capacity, this ability, this energy. So who's going to save the quick path to enlightenment from Guru Tsongkhapa's heart? Only NKT has this opportunity. That's the truth. Only NKT has the energy. That energy is compassion. Tremendous energy that each and every living being has the same good fortune we have and can impute their eye on uncontaminated aggregates and become a Buddha in one short life. So NKT has this capacity, ability, energy. Why? Because Dorji Shugden's guiding us on the correct path, mainly through giving wisdom. So we're focusing, when we rely, we're focusing on internal development, the crop of Dharma realizations growing in our heart. We are praying for a good heart coming from correct view, as we learned last night. We are focusing on correct views, intentions, and determinations. We're doing everything correctly through relying on Dorji Shugden. We're receiving correct guidelines.